Welcome back. This is Jill Troyer with Expedition HR here with Roger Goldman. We're really excited to be here with Caden Bradley and also Brady Bradley from The Bedroom in Park City. The Bedroom Park City is coming soon to New Park Town Center. Actually was in the area the other day, saw everything in there, so it looks like you're almost up and running. It will include a luxury collection, some of the finest beds, linens, massage chairs, and sleepy boutique gift shop items. So welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, thank you for having us. So Caden and I are brothers and business partners. And we're really excited to be in Park City. We've been doing the mattress thing for 8 years now. We have a store in Heber City, and we decided we wanted to do something a little special for Park City.
Yeah, that's right. And we're open. We're no longer coming soon. We're officially there. So it's kind of exciting.
All right. Can you give the listeners a little more detail about some of the specific items you will sell? Like I say, I looked through the window, saw the beds, the mattresses, high-end linens, it looks like. Specifically, what are the finest beds? Tell us a little more about what that looks like.
Yeah, right. That's a really good question. That's kind of what the question that we started out with was, what are some of the finest beds? And the reason behind it is there's so much about health, right? Diet, exercise, what people are kind of forgetting a little bit is sleep. I think we're finally coming around to it, but these three main pillars, right? So sleep affects everything. How can we get the best sleep? What are the best products out there for sleep? What are the best habits for sleep? All of that together. So we set out to find some of those best products. And we feel like we've got an entire showroom floor full of them. Our flagship product is called Vispring. It's a London-made, handcrafted by artisans bed, filled with the finest natural fibers and materials on an incredible spring system. And they're beautiful, luxurious.
They're like pieces of art. They really are the finest mattresses that you can find. And they're an experience just in and of themselves, just to even look at them. But to lay on them is something special, too.
And we tell our clients, this is the bed that you intend to buy for the rest of your life. This is the last bed that you'll ever buy because they're meant to last forever.
I was going to say, you say that. How long does a mattress typically last, or a typical industrial mattress?
Yeah, good question. And it's kind of a tough question to answer because it depends on who's sleeping on it, because every body type is different, and so it will wear down in different ways, even depending on whether you're a stomach sleeper, a side sleeper, or a back sleeper, the distribution of weight. What we've found, to kind of answer the question more generally, mattresses that have a lot of foams in them are the ones that will wear out much faster than, say, something like our Vispring mattresses that are made out of raw natural materials that just don't wear out. So to answer your question, the industry says 8 to 12 years for your typical mattress you're looking to replace.
And the Vispring that we're talking about, have they done – I have this vision of them with test dummies sort of bouncing up and down on it to simulate how long it will last. Did they actually think it will last more than 20, 25 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's a really cool they're in palaces all over Europe, mm-hmm. right? Royalty palaces. They've been with the British Royal Palace forever. They had a bed in there over 80 years, okay? And it was time for the royal family to switch out, and so they pulled that mattress that had been slept on that long, and they ripped it apart, and they stress test every part of it. So all the natural materials, they stressed them one by one, the springs one by one.
The horsehair, the cashmere, they tested everything.
And at the end of it, after 80 years, it was at 95% its original state. I mean, these beds just last and last forever.
Can you give us some examples of these sleepy boutique items? What else do you sell in the store? That was great information about the beds. I want to know what else there is.
Yeah, so the idea, what we wanted to do, we wanted to create a sensory experience for anybody walking into our store and really to create what it would feel like to have an ultimate experience in your own master bedroom and master bath area. So what you'll find in our sleepy boutique area are things that enhance that master bedroom, master bath. So really nice candles for the great smells. We've got excellent soaps and lotions and on top of just our regular fine linens, we've got things like weighted blankets, a lot of fun throws for the style that people might be looking for, and so it's just filled with lots of fun little knick-knack things that just make the bedroom a nicer place to be.
And make great gifts too. We've had a number of clients just, you know, they come in and for weddings or birthdays or whatever, you know, grab a sheet set, grab a candle, you know, grab a lotion. There's even things, you know, we've got, it's kind of a woman dominated industry in the sense of who's going to be pulling trigger on buying a bed, right? But we've got some things for guys as well. Some fun, you know, manly scented candles and soaps and things like that. So it's an experience for everybody. And it just helps enhance the sleep experience, create a luxury sleep experience.
Sounds like you know a lot about the product. How'd you get into this luxury bedroom product business?
Yeah, so 8 years doing mattress things. We've been selling mattresses for 8 years. We have a store in Heber City. And we really started caring about kind of the core elements of sleep. And when you start doing that, you dive into the fact that a lot of people have sleep issues. We have learned from personal experience and helping others that your sleep will impact either for good or for bad your waking hours. So good sleep equals better waking hours and bad sleep the inverse, right? So we started looking for the products that really would work for people. And that led us to finding a lot of the fine products that we now here sell in Park City.
One of the interesting things, you know, I don't know if you heard our previous guest, we talked a lot about technology. And one of the interesting things about this discussion so far is that I felt as though you guys are focusing on the other direction, that the fine mattress that you're talking about is kind of a low-tech approach. Do you have any sort of interest in we hear a lot about technology and mattresses and people talking about little dials and weird things you can do. What's your perspective on that? Do you guys do anything in the tech area, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, thank you. So it's kind of a catch-22, right? There's a lot of ways that technology is negatively impacting our sleep, right? Blue light, having phones in front of our faces while we're trying to go to sleep. Or television screens or other things, you know. Some people are even sensitive to EMF. And so, you know, trying to eliminate as much of that in their bedroom as possible. But that's not for everybody, for sure. And another thing that we've learned that really, really helps people, a number of people, with some of their sleep issues are things like adjustable bases. So they can, you know, you get your good mattress, but you put it on an adjustable base that allows a whole bunch of customizability to the position that you sleep in. And people go from anything from, you know, putting in a head up, foot up, zero gravity, kind of no pressure position to wind down the day and turn on the vibrating massage and just get ready for kind of a routine, right, to prepare for sleep. To people sleeping up with their head slightly elevated, to help with acid reflux and snoring and all that kind of stuff. So yes, there's definitely room for technology, and we sell those.
I was going to say, yeah. So even with this what sounds like a mattress from Downton Abbey,
yeah,
even
right.
with this traditional mattress, we can do things like adjust the altitude of the bed for a variety of reasons. That's really interesting.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, like I said, Vispring's kind of our flagship, and we're really excited about it. But we do sell other mattresses for sure.
I suppose we should talk. This is a business show. I should ask you about price points.
Yeah.
So where does Vispring fit in the panoply of mattress pricing?
It's a value play, right?
So okay, that's so fair. That's absolutely
yeah,
fair.
No, absolutely. These are not inexpensive beds.
I would think not.
They're, however, when you put it up to, you know, what you're spending per night
or per year
or per year or you know or per 8 years mm-hmm. for a typical mattress versus this is the last bed I'm ever going to buy, then it's a fantastic value. But we sell our vice springs anywhere from about $7,500 in a king up to about $42,000 in a king. And
that's fit for a king at $42,000.
My goodness, you guys got to come in and give it a shot. $42,000 bed.
I'd like to
Vice Spring, even they make and sell in other places. Not here just yet. We're working on it, but they sell an $85,000 bed.
Wow.
So. Just going to say, so I'm looking for a really good bed. I've shopped around. What's going to tip me from buying a really great mattress, say at just a high end mattress dealer, versus the bedroom Park City store?
So our range of product offering in our store, we've been so careful to make sure that we have something that really fits everybody. And we've really, the criteria that we've had, to kind of answer your question, we decided to not do anything that was what we kind of say gimmicky, not to throw any of the other products but we just know the stuff that works and the stuff that doesn't. And so everything that you'll see in our places is nice and actually works, I guess, to just say in a nutshell. And you just have to come try them out for yourself to see.
Definitely. Well, thanks so much for chatting with us. We're just about out of time. So thanks again, Caden and Bradley. It was great having you here. Just tell us really quick, our listeners, where they can find you, a website, hours of operation summarized for us.
You bet. Thank you. So we're in New Park, just off Kimball Junction. A whole bunch of new, really fun businesses and restaurants going back in that area. So we're a part of that. So that's 1182 Center Drive in Park City. Right across the street from Best Buy.
Yep.
And we are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7. So,
Well, thanks again
for being here. Oh, and you can find us on thebedroomparkcity.com.